palace in Wonderland.
Oh, I always wanted to go to a tea party with the March Hare and the Dormouse and the Mad Hatter.
I always wanted to eat a mushroom and get big enough to beat up my brothers.
Have you ever reread as an adult a book you loved as a kid?
Ah, sure. I used to read Winnie the Pooh to Emma at bedtime and then keep right on reading after she fell asleep.
When I reread Alice, I found so many different levels I never knew existed before.
Like what?
Well, conformity versus individuality, illusion versus reality.
Drugs versus sobriety.
Drugs? What are you talking about?
The stoned caterpillar who never gave Alice a straight answer.
He was stoned? I thought that was metaphoric.
What did you think was in the water pipe?
And I thought I found hidden meanings. Do me a favor. When we get home, would you read me Winnie the Pooh?
You got it.
Don't do this to me.
I beg your pardon?
No, I was talking to Fate.
Oh. The men's room's empty. You want to use it?
No, I couldn't.
No, it's all right. I'll stand guard.
No.
Delays have dangerous ends. Henry VI.
This is so embarrassing. I don't know you, and you know I go to the bathroom. I'm really looking forward to these next 2 weeks. I love poetry.
18th century English poetry?
Yeah.
Weird.
Good morning. I'm Professor Carter. For the next 2 weeks, I'll be introducing you to several dead Englishmen who have a great deal of relevant things to say to us. But please, I'm on a temporary transfer from the University of Ohio, so be gentle. Mr. Johansson.
Yes.
Yes, may I ask why you're taking the course?
It meets at 11 o'clock.
It's as good a reason as any. Mrs. Lowell?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think we'll just jump right in without any further introductions. I am reminded of a passage by Thomas Gray. Now fades the glimmering landscape on the sight. And all the air of solemn stillness holds, save where the beetle wheels his droning flight, and drowsy tinklings lull the distant. So, you see, even before the Industrial Revolution, there were signs of change in the air. And speaking of the Industrial Revolution, the Poetry Factory is closed. Now, Mrs. Lowell, may I see you for a moment?
Yes, Professor Carter.
I wanted to apologize for embarrassing you, but it's so seldom that poetry describes biological functions.
That's all right.
No, it isn't. In fact, I'd like to make it up to you. I found this wonderful tea shop around the corner, and they serve Burmese tea, believe it or not. If you're free, would you care to share a pot?
If you like.
I like.
There's carrots, cheese, celery, and fruit.
Ugh, forget it.
There's never anything to eat in this house.
Hi, gang.
Hi.
Hi, Mom, where's Allie?
I don't know, I'm stuck here.
She wasn't here when we got home from school.
And there's no food, I'm starving.
Well, I guess we'll just have to order in.
Great.
Chinese.
Pizza.
Burgers.
Or I could cook.
Chinese.
Pizza.
Burgers.
All right, I can take a hint.
Sorry.
Never mind that. What's for dinner?
Deli.
Nice compromise.
I hate deli.
Well, too bad, because your mother likes it. It's her turn.
Actually, I'm having Afghanistan food.
Afghani takeout? What a neighborhood.
No, I'm having dinner with Malcolm Carter. He loves exotic food.
Yeah? Who's Malcolm Carter?
Oh, we spent the afternoon together over pots and pots of Burmese tea.
Yeah? Who's Malcolm Carter?
He's the most literate and thirsty man I've ever met.
Allie.
Okay, he's here for 2 weeks to teach a poetry class and to guard the men's room for me. Any more questions?
Yeah. Did you get rye bread?
I have to go upstairs and change. I'm meeting him at the restaurant.
He's the most fascinating conversationalist.
Did Mom get baloney?
Evidently, quite a lot of it.
Our satellite photo shows low pressure over the North Atlantic.
Just give me the temperature.
The barometer is up, as is the humidity.
I just want to know if I have to wear a sweater, okay?
Kate. Oh, good, you're up. Kate, Malcolm.
Hi.
Hi, Professor.
How are you?
Fine.
Hey, this is lovely. Whose taste?
Hers. Well, what we mean is the stuff that she hates is mine and the stuff that I hate is hers.
Coffee?
No, no thanks. I've got to be going. I've got an early class tomorrow. And so do you, remember?
Yes, teacher.
Did you do your homework?
I haven't had a chance. I've been distracted.
Well, maybe you'll be lucky and the teacher won't call on you.
Listen, you guys, I better go to bed. I know my boss is going to call on me. Nice to meet you, Malcolm.
Yeah, same here. Well, I better be going.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, please, you are so lucky. I had Miss Blinker for poetry. She kept tissues in her blouse and she smelled like mothballs.
He is attractive.
Oh, he's adorable.
I'm going out with him again tomorrow night. We're going to a Polish restaurant and a movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know where I'll be, in my room with the door closed and my earphones on.
Don't be ridiculous. Nothing is going to happen between Malcolm and me.
Why, is he married? Gay? Old war wounds.
He's 34.
Oh, my gosh, do the police know?
Kate.
34, that's 3 years younger than you, Allie. That's nothing.
He's 34. He's a younger man.
Well, it's very obvious. You're a dirty old lady.
There's another reason.
What?
He's from Ohio.
Oh, man, he's from Ohio. He's 3 years younger than you are. That's it? I'm gonna have to lock you in your room.
And in 2 weeks, he goes back for good.
God made man in 7 days. Surely you can do it in 2 weeks.
No way!
Why not?
Because I don't want to get hurt. This way, if he goes back, I lose a friend, nothing more. I've got to protect myself.
Are you kidding? After 9 pierogi, I don't even have room for an antacid.
It's the first American food we've shared. Eat.
Relax, it's just me.
Oh.
Malcolm dropped me off in a cab.
Want something to eat? I've got your 4 basic food snacks here. For dairy, I've got cheese balls. For meat, I've got ham spread. And for grains and vegetables, I have onion-flavored crackers.
Please, I feel as though I've eaten half of Warsaw.
Allie, I don't think you're skinny enough to date this guy.
It's worth it.
Is it?
I don't know what it is about Malcolm. I don't know whether it's the way he talks or the way he listens or the way he laughs, but I don't know. I feel... Well, you know how I feel.
Bloated?
That too. Was it the same for you and Ted? I mean, could you talk for hours and hours and never say the same thing twice?
Ted and I could do lots of things for hours and hours.
He asked me to go away with him for the weekend.
Hours and hours and hours.
I said no.
You're kidding, Allie.
I know. I told him I'd spend Sunday with him instead.
How are you ever going to work off all this food you're eating?
Don't be crude.
Seriously, Allie.
I know.
You know so much. How come you're spending Saturday night with me?
I don't know. Where are you going?
I'm taking Emma to visit my great aunt Sarah for the day.
Do me a favor.
What?
Stick around for a while, just until Malcolm and I leave. Jenny and Chip are still in Connecticut, and I just assume we weren't alone in an empty apartment.
Who are you protecting, Allie, you or him?
Both of us.
I think he's big enough to protect himself.
Okay, then me.
You're really crazy about this guy, aren't you?
Well, I don't know whether it's crazy or just a little neurotic.
Mom, please don't let Aunt Sarah make me play piano for the neighbors.
What's the difference, honey? They're all deaf.
Ding dong.
Hi.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. This is Emma. This is Malcolm.
Hi.
Hi. This is Goodbye. We're going to my great aunt's to play the piano and look at photographs. Have fun, you two.
What's the hurry?
Well, we want to get there before the photographs get any yellower. Hi.
Hi. Are you ready for something exotic and great?
Greek souvlaki. Eskimo blubber. Tibetan yak.
Jewish locks.
Perfect.
Okay, 22 down, 7 letters African quadruped.
Giraffe.
Nope.
Antelope.
That's 8.
Oh.
Gazelle.
Right.
Hey, how about a little fire?
That would be a big fire. It's fake.
Okay, moving on. Sow's chow.
Mash.
Right. Okay, 7 letters starts with an S. Romantic poet.
Well, they came to the right place.
My favorite, Shelley, the hallmark greeting card poet.
Why?
He suits every occasion.
Really? Well, what do you say now?
For she was beautiful. Her beauty made the bright world dim, and everything beside seemed like the fleeting image of a shade.
There was a young lady named Stella. Fell in love with a bow-legged fella. The venturesome chap let her sit in his lap, and she fell clear through to the cellar.
I rise from dreams of thee, in the first sweet sleep of night, when the winds are breathing low and the stars are shining bright.
There was a faith healer from Dio who said, although pain isn't real, if I sit on a pin and it punctures my skin, I dislike what I fancy I feel.
Oh, lift me from the grass. I die. I faint. I fail. Let thy love and kisses rain in my lips and eyelids pale. My cheek is cold and white. Alas, my heart beats loud and fast. Oh, press it to thine own again, where it will break at last.
There was a lady from Stowe who was her own worst foe. She sat in a tower, all proper and dour, for this lady always said, yes.
Maybe they're not home yet.
They must be home. The stereo's on.
Allie! Emma, why don't you and I go out and get some ice cream?
We already have ice cream.
Well, let's get some more ice cream. Hi. Hi. You left the stereo on.
Did I? I walked Malcolm back to his hotel.
Emma, why don't you go get me some ice cream?
If you two don't stop having secrets, we're going to be fat as a house.
So, how was your afternoon? That good, huh?
In 6 days, I'm going to break apart into little pieces, and you're going to have to put me back together again. But that's okay. For the next 6 days, I walk in beauty like the night.
Yeah?
Malcolm said that.
Gosh, I always thought that Byron said that.
Byron, Keats, Shelley, who cares? They were all talking about me. Malcolm said I'm a Shakespeare sonnet.
You're an Easter bonnet. You're Mickey Mouse.
Does it show?
I'm not going to let Emma look at you till she's 21.
Oh, I better get dinner.
You're cooking?
Am I ever?
Okay, Chip, put some spin on it.
Here it comes.
Ooh, that's nice. Okay, here comes my curveball.
I'm ready.
You think you are. Hey, Chip's got a great arm.
Why is he using it in here? There's a playground 2 blocks away.
Hey, Malcolm, here it comes.
You're going to break my hand, boy.
Too hard?
No, no. Go for it.
Excuse me.
Here comes my fastball.
I can take it.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't let Chip play ball in the apartment.
Oh, Mom.
Now, let me handle this one, Mac. Ma'am, this here is a girl's apartment, and we guys are just trying to assert our masculine rights. Rights which all guys, even those whose fathers live in Connecticut, have.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Whoa, ooh. Nice throw, Chip.
Thanks, someday I'll teach you.
You don't have to teach me. I know how to throw a ball.
I mean, I'll teach you how to play like a man.
Oh, yeah? Step aside, big shot. Pitch it in, Malcolm.
Me too.
Hey, Jenny, here comes my curveball.
Okay, I'm...
Oh, guys, you're gonna break something.
Come on, come on. Whoa!
Hello.
Whoa, all right.
At first, an ally. Kate, will you do something about this?
Whoa, nice curveball.
You call that a curveball? Give me the ball.
Is it too warm so close to the flames?
Not for me. Do you know that you're the first man who ever brought me fire?
Next time I'll bring you a wheel.
What a guy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, now that our 2 weeks are up and you've had your fill of poetry, or maybe more than your fill, I'd like to leave you with a few words from Longfellow. Ships that pass in the night and speak each other in passing. Only a signal shown and a distant voice in the darkness. So in the ocean of life we pass and speak one another. Only a look and a voice. Then darkness again and a silence. Dismissed.
I don't see why Mom couldn't cook when she gets back from the airport.
Oh, come on. Is my cooking really that bad? And remember what your mother taught you about being polite.
No, it's fine.
Remember what she taught you about lying.
That's all right. I wasn't hungry anyway.
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't expect you back this soon.
I didn't go to the airport. I said goodbye at the hotel.
So what do you need?
No, I'm okay.
Want to taste my stew?
What is it?
Oh, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Actually, more of this. I ran out of that. Well, I'm not Julia Child, but I'm trying.
It hurts, you know?
I know.
Maybe I was right. Maybe I should have protected myself.
And missed the last 2 weeks?
No. But it hurts. Hello? Malcolm? What are you talking about? But your plane leaves in a little while. Transfer? Malcolm, I'll meet you at the bar by the boarding gate. No, don't come here. I'll be there as soon as I can.
What's up?
He's not taking his plane.
Why not?
He wants to transfer to New York to be with me.
Really?
All of a sudden, I feel cornered. I've known this man for 2 weeks, and he wants to change his life. I mean, doesn't that sound crazy?
Wait a minute, Allie. Slow down. What is it that you want to do?
I want him to move here.
Good, done.
But I want him to stay there.
Only one vote to a customer.
I don't know what I want.
Well, just tell him that.
I'll lose him.
You don't want him.
I do want him. I'm going to the airport and stand in front of a propeller.
They don't have propellers anymore.
Just my luck.
Allie. Surprise?
Yeah.
Here, I ordered you this. I thought you might need it.
I need it.
I was about to get on that plane and I thought, what am I doing? Going back to a tank full of guppies and a cat who loves them and hates me?
I never knew you kept tropical fish. I got Chip a goldfish once, and he put bicarbonate in the bowl for a jacuzzi. It died.
Why are we talking about fish?
Fish I can handle. It's you moving to New York that's throwing me.
I know this is fast, maybe too fast, but I know how I feel. And I think I ought to start looking for an apartment.
Oh, Malcolm, now's not a good time. Rents are high and co-ops are out of sight.
Allie, say what you mean directly, please. I'm sitting here with my life on the line.
I'd say it directly if I knew what it was I wanted to say.
Well, think about the last 2 weeks. What did you feel?
Like I owned a large part of the planet.
You were renting. I want you to buy.
Oh, now who's not talking directly?
I love you. You love me. Let's get married.
I don't know if I love you.
Oh. That came as a surprise.
To me, too. I don't know if what I feel is love for you or the need to feel something again.
Let's talk about fish.
Oh, Malcolm, try to understand. I've got to do this my way.
If you quote Sinatra to me again, I think I'll scream.
How about Shakespeare? To thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day thou canst be false to no man.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to get on that plane and forget you?
No, I want you to get on that plane and write to me. I want you to quote Shelley and Keats until I think I'm the biggest fool that ever lived on the face of the earth. And then I'll come out and visit you, and we'll sit in front of the fish tank, and we'll watch the cat eat the guppies, and we'll have time. Time to figure out exactly what it is that we feel.
I already know.
Then give me time so I do.
I haven't even starred in Lord Byron yet.
I love Byron.
And there's always Robert Browning.
That's not fair.
I'll call you tomorrow. Right after I mail you a letter.
I'll be waiting.
Do me a favor.
What?
Go to the bathroom at home from now on.
Did you really quote Shakespeare to him? Wow, I didn't know you were so literate.
I'm not. I know two Shakespearean quotes. I thought the other one might hurt his feelings.
What was it?
Out, out, damn spot. Who'd have thunk it?
What?
That I wouldn't grab the first person who wanted me.
Well, maybe you're not as scared as you used to be. Or as needy.
Do you think there's something wrong with us?
No, I think there's something right with us.
Are you still going to say that when we're 90 and we're still together?
Shut up.
There's no one around who's caring. Along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.